You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Psalms.
I like the Psalms.
I do too.
Good.
I love the Psalms. But praying the Psalms, singing the Psalms, meditating on the Psalms, an important part of our devotional life, and who better to help us address that than the Reverend William Whedon, Director of Worship for the LCMS Office of National Mission, host of Thy Strong Word here on KFUO. Pastor Whedon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. It is a joy to be with you to talk about this great, 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 great topic.
So this topic, born out of an email conversation we were talking about.
I know, can we actually say this? Andy likes a kind of music that I don't, and that's okay. People like different kinds of music. And
I am not getting in the middle of that.
Yeah, don't get in the middle of that one. So anyway, but I mean, the interesting thing about it was a conference that was mostly devoted to the actual singing of the Psalter, which is great. I am all 100% for singing in the Psalter. I just don't like a certain kind of sound. And as...
Which is so disappointing because of the part of the country you're from.
I know,
I
know,
I
know.
There's a little bit of a bluegrass sound in it.
It is so, it is so funny. I've had people say this to me for years, even when they say, do you realize when you sing with a twang even? I'm like, seriously? Okay, whatever. You know,
it's in your blood.
It's in my blood. But this summer, I got to be twice down with my family at their Methodist church for different occasions. And yeah, let me tell you what. I listened to my relatives singing, and I'm going like, yeah, this is where I'm from. But anyway, to the Psalms, it was a whole conference devoted to actually learning to see, letting the church recover this thing. Because everybody recognizes, right? This is like meat and potatoes for Christianity. Jesus, he prayed them all the time. When he's dying on the cross, he's praying the Psalter. Mm-hmm. And he's convinced that they're about him. So like when he opens the eyes of the disciples the day after Easter, right? He shows them, or the day of Easter, he shows them everything written about him in the Law of Moses, the Prophets, and the Psalms. And then I think it's quoted more than any other book of the Old Testament and the New Testament. So, I mean, it's a vital, vital, vital piece of spirituality. And the church has, for a long, long, long time, been praying it. And then, here we come lately, we've been sort of AWOL on our praying of the Psalms. And I think we're the weaker for it.
Hmm. So, I'm just going to get right to it. How do we pray the Psalms?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'm going to first of all say that the easiest way that I think there is to pray the Psalms, the absolute easiest way, is this thing called the Concordia Psalter. It is Psalter is just a fancy word for Psalms, the Concordia Psalms. Psalter means usually the book of all of them together.
There's
salty stuff in the Psalms, but no. Psalter with a P in front of it.
Which is why you should pronounce the P.
Psalter. Yeah, there we go.
Around doing that, please.
In this Psalter, all the Psalms are provided. And in addition, they provide three tables. Now, I will tell you, as this thing was being developed, I had some communication with the editor, and I did tell him, what I wanted did not get done. So I'm going to tell you how you need to fix what they published. They published three schedules for the Psalms in the front of the book. And the first two are how to pray the Psalms basically in a month. You can pray the entire book of Psalms in a single month, no problem. The third one is like schedule of Psalms for what they call the daily office, praying it in just 2 weeks. This only works like if you're a monk and have nothing else to do besides read scripture, pray, and sing. So I don't even know why that one got
in there. I think that could work well for our shut-ins who...
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, that you're right there. I shouldn't be too
hasty. Not everybody's like
you.
Hasty.
Right. But I'm going to say the one that I think is the absolute easiest and best way to get into it, if you're like, I want to make praying the Psalms be a part of my life, is the second schedule in the book, is the schedule of Psalms over 30 days for daily prayer. This is stolen lock, stock, and barrel from the Book of Common Prayer of the Anglicans, the division, how to divide it up. And it works really, really well. It basically amounts to you're praying, on average, three Psalms in the morning and three Psalms in the evening. Obviously, dividing out some of the larger Psalms and doing... sometimes they're short. They're real short, and you'll get five together. But if you look at the division of the Psalter this way, how long does it take? I just my wife is like, what are you doing this morning? I set a timer before I began praying the Psalms because I just had no idea. I thought, I wonder how long it actually takes. And today was a very average day, 3 Psalms in the morning. And when I had done praying the Psalter, the way that's listed out here, it had taken me less than 4 minutes. So in other words, if you put this little book by your favorite chair, which is where I like to keep mine, by my favorite chair in the living room, and you pull it out in the morning and pull it out in the evening and give it just about 4, maybe 5 minutes, morning and evening, every single month, you will go through the Psalms. And one of the advantages of the Concordia Psalter is you can take your little book and you could, instead of always looking back at a chart, just look at it one time and go, this is what I asked CPH to do that they didn't do. You'll put in, here, can you read it? What does it say there?
One M.
So in other words, start there. That's the first day of the month, and that's the Psalms for the morning. And then you just go to you see one E and stop. That's one in the evening, then 2M, 2E. Anyway, having them printed in the book like that, you just never have to look at a chart ever again, which is wonderful because who wants to keep track of that? And they have a nice little handy bookmark that you just move along in the Psalms. So you do this, you begin to actually ingest the Psalms. They begin to shape how you think, how you pray, and they really shape how you read the scriptures themselves.
Do you have an example? Can we share a personal example of how you've seen the Psalms, praying the Psalms, has shaped your thinking? Not that we want to know every thought inside your head, but is there anything that comes to mind of how it's shaped your thinking?
Like, one of the things that always confused me is the way, like in Acts, St. Paul will say that to which our tribes seek to attain, worshiping God night and day. I'm like, Israel worships night and day. What does that mean to be worshiping all the time? What does it look like? And then you read about them coming to the temple at the hour of prayer. And pretty soon you begin to realize, oh, they get together at these set times. And what do they do when they get together? They pick up their prayer book, their hymn book, their Psalms, and they begin actually praying them. So the Psalter begins to be how you realize this is how you sanctify time. It's how you literally walk with God. Enoch walked with God and wasn't because God took him. But what does it mean to walk with Abraham? Walk before me and be righteous. What does it mean to walk with him? How about if he actually gives you the words of your conversation with him? When you're praying the Psalms, it's like praying the Our Father. You're actually praying the Word of God back to God. You're praying the words He gave you to pray. And because they're always all about Jesus, they really help you to totally refocus your mind. Let me give you an example. This is what really changed it for me and how I read the Psalms. I used to read the Psalms. It would be like, here's the first Psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. You don't have to sing them, but they provide 2 psalm tones for doing it if you want to for each psalm. Blessed is the man. And I looked at the description. It's like, the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. His delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night, worshiping God constantly. He's like a tree planted by streams of living water. I read this and I go, that's a powerful description, but that isn't me. I'm not talking about myself here. Who am I talking about? Who is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked? Who is the man who didn't stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers? Who is the man who delighted in the law of the Lord and meditated on it night and day? Who is the tree planted by the streams of living water? Who's the tree that bears fruit in its season? And you begin to go, oh, Jesus. This is proclaiming to me Jesus, and it's hooking me into Jesus and into his nonstop worship of the Father. As you pray the Psalter night and day, it begins to sort of just shape your mind into being homo adorans. That's who we're not homo sapiens, we're homo adorans. We're all worshipers, man who worships. the man who worships, and you become what you worship, by the way. Invariably, the Psalms are clear. You learn that from the Psalms. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. So I mean, you become like what you worship. And when the one that you're worshiping, that the Psalms hold up before you, is the Lord Jesus, his mind is literally being shaped inside of you. The more you pray them, the more you dwell inside of them. He's in them. And then you're in him. And then he's in you. Changes you.
So you mentioned that there's a schedule of reading throughout a month, which means you get to repeat these month after month. Mm-hmm. How does that, and you mentioned this, talked about this a little bit already, but how does that play out into daily living when you're not sitting there praying the Psalms in between that time? How does this play out?
Because the more that you're exposed to something and repeat it, right? Repetition is the mother of learning. Mm-hmm. The more that you repeat, the more you learn it, the more it actually just kind of lodges inside. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that I've got the Psalter memorized. There are people that have done that, and they have, I mean, like, they literally, Luther had it memorized. The monks, of course, singing it all the time. They sang it once a week, and they could sing it all the way through, no problem. You just learned how to do it. I'm not there, and I still have Psalms that every time I come across it, I'm like, man, that one just doesn't stick in my head. But I've noticed, the longer I've used the Psalter, the more and more I've had Psalms stick in my head. And the insights that have come. Can I just share like one of the weird ones that appeared out of nowhere? What time are we at?
Sure, we have about a minute left.
Okay. Psalm 115. Who is it who praises the Lord? The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. And it occurred to me, the Psalm is teaching me the definition of who's alive and who's dead. Who's alive? The person who is in the praise of Yahweh, who praises Yahweh. That's the person who is alive, and it doesn't matter whether they're breathing or not. They're alive. And the person who's dead, that's the person who doesn't give praise to Yahweh, whether they're walking around with breath in their lungs or not.
Hmm. Handy tools. You mentioned the Concordia Psalter to help us practice this, praying the Psalms.
Can I add one more feature that I forgot to mention real quickly?
Sure.
They have prayers also at the end of each psalm. Traditionally, we sing the Gloria Patri at the end of every psalm, but you can do that. They just didn't bother printing it out. That would take it too much space. But at the end of each psalm, there's either a hymn verse or a prayer that helps focus the prayer in the same way the Gloria Patri does, helps you know how to pray it in Christ. So it's just a stunning little volume. I can't recommend it highly enough.
The Concordia Psalter. We'll have to check it out.
Can you link it?
Yeah, we can put a link in the program notes.
Great.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that is, I think, a very helpful insight and a good practice, whether it's praying through the Psalter in 30 days or in a month or in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Or maybe longer. Maybe 2 or 3 months. Our guest today, the Reverend William Wheaton, Director of Worship in the LCMS Office of National Mission, host of Thy Strong Word right here on KFUO. Pastor Wheaton, thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.